Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
Morena, how are you, Dr. Morena. Kirsten?
I'm really good. Everyone around me is sick, but I am not.
I've been sick.
The wellness bubble around you.
Yeah, so, do people believe that? That if I say that out loud, I'm going to, is that...
I don't know, but you're also sitting next to me and I was sick.
Oh, God.
But, welcome.
We believe in that. I believe in science, but I still believe that if I say I'm really well, that...
Then you're going to get sick.
Yeah, isn't that terrible?
It's just humans. It's what we're like. Hey, what are we speaking about today? Because we were getting quite into this yesterday in
Romo.
The studios.
Romo.
I got to say, not easy music to find on the internet.
Apparently it never sold many albums.
Okay. So what is Romo for people?
So that's some short for romantic. Modernism. Mm-hmm. And it's a mid-90s kind of blip in the radar, although they feel that the Romo spirit is alive.
Nice.
And so
it's definitely alive when you listen to the tunes.
Yeah, and they're pointing out like heaps of modern groups that still have elements of it.
Mm.
So in the middle of Britain in the mid-90s was Britpop, and it was kind of macho and British flags and football, and
lads.
Yeah. And so these guys were club kids that wanted to go back to the new romantic movement of the 80s, Duran Duran and them, where you could wear makeup and do your hair and be shallow, mm-hmm. and wear pink and yellow and so they sort of idolized the new romantic movement, hence the Romo. And it was kind of, some people feel it was almost sort of forced, too created by music journalism. There's a music magazine in England called The Melody Maker,
mm-hmm.
and people believe that sort of pushed it bigger than what it was. I guess that's the tension between the scene itself, which was club-based, but there's a number of bands, there's 8 or 10 bands, and then sort of talking about it.
Right,
and
right.
It's not big enough to bear the weight of, them
of
having stuff in The Guardian and mm-hmm. everything else. So I found a lot of hatred for it. Yeah. Everyone seemed to know about it, but then dislike it.
What?
It's not even a niche, or it's hipster posing, or it's...
It
was good on paper is another one.
Oh, wow.
What?
The dog walked awful. Out after one song. A biggest failure ever. So
this is interesting because when we were playing it in the offices yesterday, there were quite a few BFMers bopping along to it.
Sometimes with certain genres, I will play some songs and some people will just almost throw up.
I think you're talking about electro.
And this yesterday was just...
Universally, people are this is okay. Positivity. This is interesting. Should we play some so we can?
So this is Longing Without Belonging by Sexus.
Straight into it. So you'll hear that sort of disco new wave, ABC, Soft Cell, Japan.
It's got a bit of a kind of Casio tone sort of sound.
Yeah, so and put that against that Britpop, so rocky.
Yeah.
So they like glam and disco. It was more like the femme. It was a femme thing.
Yeah.
And I think people's complaint isn't the music, it was the, hype.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I see.
The invention, the falseness. This town, just like the sky fits a glove, dark to white. Do I hurt
so much? Cause you're here. I think it's kind of interesting because you can hear lots of, it's like, I can be like, oh, that sounds a bit like that, and that element sounds a bit like that. I feel like it's a bit of a mishmash of a lot of different stuff.
Or is it too derivative? Did it not do anything new enough? Without belonging,
I'm just longing. Without belonging, I'm kind of into it, though.
I'm super into it. Yeah, I don't think it's half bad. One person called it intelligent handbag.
Handbag
is dance music, right?
Okay,
when girls go to the club and they put their handbags in the middle, because nobody's going to sit in the seat to watch them, and they dance around their handbags. So that's handbag music. But this is intelligent handbag.
I like that.
This is more like white boys trying to think about handbag, and so it's not like pure disco, right, or pure dance. It's got that sort of indie. It's very DIY.
Definitely some gendered takes coming in there as well. Yeah. Goldfish in plastic bags. Plastic bags.
Someone said it's Pet Shops meets ABC.
Yeah, totally. It also sounds a lot like, I think there's a wave of musicians coming out of the UK at the moment who are kind of leaning back on this aesthetic.
Well, yeah, like they even pointed out, like they were too early for Scissor Sisters and LaRue and that sort of makeup-y dance, white dance music. And you can see how, okay, it is derivative, right? And could you be listening to ABC? But you can see how live in a club to hear a band playing it would be fun. So maybe you didn't want to buy it.
Yeah.
But you wanted to hear it live or go to this place on Friday night where you could dress this way instead of black.
I'm going
to
play a different one now. This one was, I thought, quite different to that first one. Or like quite different to a lot of the ones I heard.
So which one's this?
This is Ginger, David Devan and his spirit wife.
His spirit wife?
I don't know what that means. I'm not sure.
Ooh, listen to
that. It's got a 70s.
Wow, wow.
I'm loving the bass.
Yeah, there's a lot of slappy bass kind of. Oh, this is tonally very different in his voice, eh? You must be Ginger. And when you walk down the street, do people
tread on your heels and wag a finger? So the other stuff I thought was quite like disco-y.
This is a bit,
this is a bit more like.
Yeah, he's got a good rock funk feel. Yeah.
This is also like, I mean, I think you're totally right. It's got that kind of like middle class kind of sort of sound to it. This one's a little bit different.
Yeah, someone called it flattened Europop vowels.
I just can't believe so many, like, for a genre that was so, like, so-called a blip on the radar, people had so much passion and hatred for it. Like, well, that's what I find hard to...
I think
like,
they must have been around at the time that people were writing, because I read these Reddit threads and stuff, so I think they must have been visible, because, you know, like you said, it's hard to find... as far as recorded.
Yeah.
So I think these people were present.
Right.
Yeah. And are trying to get, so they saw like that media hype.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
And so I think that's the more resentful part.
Because
musically it's not bad, right?
No, it's all right.
I don't think Grizzy's too into it. she said, horrendous, give me more Grace Jones.
Hey, you can't go past Grace Jones.
You
can't go
past Grace Jones. You kicked off the 8 o'clock half hour with Grace Jones.
I know.
Then, like,
that's kind of unfair to you.
Yeah.
Much less this Romo guy.
Yeah.
So the paper, or Melody Maker, released a Romo cassette.
Oh, okay.
When Romo burns, you know. So remember cassettes and, you know, and I guess to have a...
Oh, we saw that one online. It was called, like, Fiddling While Romo Burns.
Yes.
What a name.
And there's an American band called Romania.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, a lot of wordplay. So, club... You know, there's clubs in Camden, another club in Arcadia. And so I think in Britain there's a lot of, like, competition between clubs.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
To be the scene, to be the thing, and to have the cool people go and the beautiful people go. And so,
I think maybe what sort of... We're going to be ginger and free.
There should be an anthem for people.
There we go.
I slipped straight into that next one there.
Oh, mixing.
This is... Orlando, just for a second. This is another one of the big names that popped up.
And I did find people kind of, they liked Orlando the best. So this is the
Ooh, peppy.
The figurehead of the scene.
Romo royalty.
Yes. You know a fault of your own. You were born with a withering tone, and through knowing fault of your wrong,
you were born. Some of the lyrics are quite hilarious. Mm. Teacher asked us, what do you want to be? I feel like this one would stick in my head a bit more than the other ones did. I think maybe that would be my critique of Romo from the few tracks we've listened to, is that, like, the Pet Shop Boys do get quite, like, lodged in your head, but this is kind of maybe more of a shadow of that, and that I don't think this is going to be stuck in my head all day. I'm not going to sort of be able to recall
the songwriting craft.
Yeah.
Just for a second, you lower your defense.
a Spice Girls flavor in this one a wee bit.
Yeah, so they were kind of out of time, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, like if they'd come out in the 80s, or because the 80s bands by then were so huge, you couldn't see them at a club.
Yeah.
So that's why they survived at clubs. But yeah, sort of pre-2000s,
you know, if they
were in the 2000s.
I kind of like it, though. I have to say I'm not...
Well, bring it back, girl.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm into this one. I like this one. It's a bit of an orange juicy guitar going on there as well. That
I actually think I liked the first one better.
Sexus was the first one. There's some great names for these bands as well. We had like Nancy Boy, Sexus, Orlando.
Minty. Plastic Fantastic.
Someone's texted in Haircut 100 and Wimp Pop.
You know, yeah, there is this gendery thing, and I think
it is. Yeah, that's what I find
part of its success was of a rebellion against that more laddish
pub lad culture.
Yeah. And you know, so you can wear your guy liner and your mascara. Although they said like later everybody, you know, even indie rock bands started wearing eyeliner, so like they sort of lost their, you know, they weren't that different anymore.
I find it really interesting though what you were saying before about like, what was it, people calling it like intelligent handbag.
Yeah.
That's so classic of 90s men music from the UK of being like, oh, well, it's okay though because the men did it, so I guess it's clever. And you're like, what? Come on.
Yeah, so it's like white, skinny, greasy, weaselly. One guy was talking about, one of the band members was talking about, you know, being called a weasel, and he was like, I always thought it was more ferrety. But you know, you're a kid in Britain, and just because you're white doesn't mean you didn't listen to disco and love it. And DIY. These were kids, you know what I mean? These weren't produced and with big companies or anything.
Someone said at high school they had an older sister living in London who would post tapes to them in New Zealand. Some were Blur and Pulp, and a punk rock friend of theirs was listening and called it cheesy Britpop. Nothing I love more than a bit of Pulp, though.
Yeah, see, so this person, like, it was...
This is
it
this
was
is,
of the time. People who know someone or who were there, it was of like a present in
this,
the moment.
This is like, you've got like, maybe you've got like Blur at one end of the spectrum, you've got Romo at the other, and then in the middle you've got like Pulp and Suede sort of sitting on the fence there.
And so you can see if you're a young person in Britain making those choices.
I could see Jarvis having a little bit of a wiggle to this in a club somewhere. These kind of like Casio trumpety noises are really good.
I'm liking the non-produced sound. I'm liking that.
You're totally right about being kind of out of time, out of place. This could be from anywhere in the last sort of like 30 to 40. So what's the name of this track again, Tess?
This is Orlando with Just For A Second.
And what did we hear before this one?
Dave Devon and his spirit wife, Ginger. And then before that we had Sexus with Longing Without Belonging.
I think Dave Devon and his spirit wife win the Best Name Award today. They're quite ambitious. This one's an ambitious track, I reckon.
I'll say. Loaded with layers.
Like a cake.
So what's next week, Kirsten?
Oh my god. So if you thought this one was weird, next week we're doing a city pop.
City pop?
Yes.
Oh.
I don't even know what that is.
As opposed to rural pop? What's
the difference? Invented it.
A student invented it?
No, a student sort of brought it to my attention, and I went down the rabbit hole. Oh, no. My God.
I'm excited.
I love a good rabbit hole. I love a good rabbit hole.
It's someone, a meme.
Okay. Someone has texted and said that, have to remember that the 80s were demonized in the 90s, so that's a good point as well.
Yeah, you're right. That is a good point. So that to have some people that said, no, I really, you know, why wasn't, you know how a lot of kids say, I wish I was born then.
Yeah.
So these are probably a bunch of 90s kids saying, I wish I was born in the 80s.
Yeah, I wish I had a bit more,
you know, we could wear those pink and red suits with huge shoulder pads and those little skinny ties.
Tiny ties. Oh, dear. So someone else has said that song has lifted some style council. That's actually a good point as well. And also, if you're a young person in Britain, you'd be doomed, which is a massive call to make. But thank you for bringing us Romo this morning.
You're welcome.
I feel like there's still plenty of rabbit hole to dive down there, which I might do this weekend as well. And we will look forward to City Pop next week. Have a lovely weekend.
Okay.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
And we'll be back.